Welcome to the Skeeter Bar Show! It's Skeeter!
Hello.
And Daddy!
Mm-hmm.
And this is our show!
Mm-hmm.
You like this song?
Yeah.
It's called I Want Candy.
Mm-hmm.
I figured it fit the show. Mm-hmm. Actually, somebody else suggested it.
Mm-hmm. It does do it because we're eating candy bars. So.
Exactly! Mm-hmm. It's also got a lot of energy. Makes you want to dance. All right, well, getting right into the Candy Bar Show.
Candy.
My co-host today is Skeeter McFadden.
Hello.
Put a sound with that expression you just did. Go, ah! You can't just make a face. They can't see it. You have to put a sound with it.
I thought there was a camera.
No.
Is it hidden? Is it hidden?
No, there's no hidden camera.
I think it's on the ceiling.
It's on the ceiling?
See?
Oh, that's not a hidden camera.
Oh.
We could do a live. We could try to do a live show if you wanted to with a camera.
Yeah, so we can see it.
Okay, we'll try to do that
TV.
One of these days.
I'll be on TV.
Okay, so what do you have today for us to challenge each other? What have we got?
A Snickers and a Twix.
A Snickers and a Twix.
I've tried a Twix before, and I've tried a Snickers before.
Oh, you've had both of these before?
At
I was
school.
Not aware of that. Oh,
at
okay.
Uh-huh. And I like the Twix, and I like the Snickers, but I forgot what they tasted like.
So it will be interesting to see which one wins.
I think the Snickers will win, but I don't know yet.
Don't know yet.
Can I try it now? Can I try it now?
No, now what was on the Snickers wrapper that you were talking about?
It's inside here was some red words. If you open it up, a Snickers bar, just plain Snickers bars.
Mm-hmm.
If you open it up inside and don't tear all of it, there's red words in here, and it says, what does it say?
Substantialicious.
And that's a made-up word, and this is what it means.
Well, you can read that.
The weight of something when you weigh it with your tongue.
The weight of something when you weigh it with your tongue.
I don't understand that. Do you?
No, sorry.
Okay.
What is the now? What's with the Twix wrapper? It doesn't have anything special on it.
Let me see. Yes.
What?
It's golden.
It's golden inside, just like the Wonka bar, huh?
Wonka bar? What's a Wonka bar?
Remember on Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Let's see. Who makes the Twix bar? Let me see. Master Foods makes the Twix bar. It's a division
what?
Of distributed by Mars. Is that what it says? Yep. A division of Mars. They don't make the Mars bar anymore. Couldn't find one for you. But the company's still there. And Snickers is the same maker. Master Foods USA, division of Mars. So there you go.
Wow.
Now, this says something interesting on it.
Where?
Right there. It's on the. It says, what does it say?
Chocolate caramel cookie bar.
Cookie bar.
Cookie bars.
So it's a cookie bar.
Uh-huh.
Not a candy.
Brand.
So does that mean it's not a candy bar because it's a cookie bar?
No.
Maybe so.
Have a lot of candy in it.
Okay. All right. Well, this says candy bar on it, and that one says cookie bar. So I just wonder. This says Snickers bar. Okay, well,
anyway.
Let's get on with it. What do they look like?
Wait. What was the song we were listening to?
I Want Candy?
No. In the car. All the way to the beauty shop.
Stuck in the drive-thru?
No, what is his name who sings?
Weird Al Yankovic.
Weird Al. I know why they call him Weird Al.
Why do they call him weird?
Because he sings weird songs.
What was weird about the song?
He makes them funny.
Oh, okay.
And
we were listening to the Santa song?
No. We were
on the way there.
To the drive-thru. Oh, on the way there. And then on the way back, we listened to the drive-thru.
That's right. Which one did you like better?
Drive-thru. I like the first one better than both of them.
Which one? Albuquerque?
Yeah.
Ah, That's my favorite song.
Yeah.
Because we both hate sauerkraut, don't we?
What is sauerkraut?
You've never had sauerkraut. You need to have some sauerkraut so that you know for certain that you hate it.
Sounding it, since you don't like it, I don't think I don't want to taste it.
Well, I think that doesn't make sense. You should at least try it.
I don't think that makes sense, but I just.
But you know what this? You know what the show is not?
What?
The sauerkraut show.
Yes, you know it's the candy bar show.
Exactly. So let's talk about candy bars. Okay. No, it wasn't. I wasn't criticizing. I was just saying. Okay, so what? So describe the bars.
Okay.
What you got?
The Twix and the Snickers both have rumples in the on the front of them.
They do both have rumples on the front of them. That's pretty cool.
On the back.
And yeah, some smaller ones
lines.
On the back. Little line on the back.
And the Twix is a little bit skinnier than the
Snickers. There were two of them. So if you put them together, are they still skinnier than the Snickers?
Let me see. Looks like you liked it.
I took a bite.
Yeah, they took a bite.
It looks like it's a little wider.
I think it's a little fatter than it was.
Let's see. The Twix is 2 ounces.
And the Snickers
is... The Snickers is...
Can I just eat the candy bar?
Hold on. 2.7 ounces. So the Snickers actually weighs more.
Hmm. Can I eat it?
Okay, which one are you going to try first?
Twix.
The Twix. Take a bite. Take a bite. There you go. Ooh, I heard a crunch.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a cookie in there. I guess that's why they call it a cookie bar.
Mm-hmm.
You got a little caramel hanging from your lip there. There you go. All right, so what do you think?
I'm not done yet.
She's still analyzing. I want candy.
It's good.
It's good. She likes it.
But I have to try both of them before I give them numbers.
Okay.
Because I don't know which is which. But anyway, the Twix had a crunch to it.
Yes.
That may be a cookie. Or, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And caramel to it.
Caramel. And there's caramel in there?
And then it's covered with chocolate.
Covered with chocolate.
And it's very good.
And it is very good. Now, wait. You need to rinse your mouth out real quick. With a little drink of soda there.
Soda.
Soda.
Coca-Cola.
That's actually Dr. Pepper, but go ahead.
Where's my tens? Do we have a call?
No call this week. Okay. So you would like for Chris Martens to call you so you can say Chris Martens.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready to try the other bar? I'll double check, make sure we don't have any calls.
Because on the last show, I told people to call.
Well, it takes... Helen, it takes a while for people...
It does? Do they live a long, long way?
No, it takes a while to develop...
Oh. We'll not get calls every day.
Right.
Like every week.
You have to sort of develop that rapport.
Skinner, this is Uncle Lewis. I sent your daddy that red hat. Now, you tell him it looks better on you, and he needs to give it to you.
No, it's my hat.
All right. Now, remember that December the 18th, is National Chocolate Covered Peanut Day.
Oh.
So you make them get you some chocolate covered peanuts.
Okay.
Okay. We'll try that.
All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you for your call.
That was Uncle Lewis, the Emperor of Kansas. And we will be meeting him and His Royal Highness on the way back from Wisconsin.
Mm.
Right after New Year's this year.
I'll be famous.
You'll be famous. And you can't have my red hat. This is my red hat.
I know.
I won this hat fair and square. You think you deserve it?
No.
Oh, okay. You don't want it?
Yeah, I do want it.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we'll work something out.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you for telling us that. We'll try that on the December 18th.
Okay.
Thank you for your call, and we'll have more calls next Friday or whenever we do our another show.
Okay. Yes. Thank you very much. It's always cool to get to call.
I'll see you when we come home from Wisconsin.
Okay. So now try the sneaker bar. We are all waiting patiently for you for the sneaker bar. If you're playing along at home, you need to be eating your sneaker bar right now. Take a big bite of your sneaker bar if you're playing at home. So that you can experience the same thing Helen. Ooh, that one was gooey. I think it's gooier than the other one.
But it's chewy.
It's chewy. Let me see. I want to see the inside of it there. Oh, there's like some kind of nougaty goodness in there, huh? It's not exactly a cookie, but it's kind of nuggety. Interesting. Okay.
Stop messing with my candy bar.
Okay, well, what do you got? Tell me about it.
Actually, I think there's some nuts in there. You can kind of tell.
Nuts? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not nuts, but you know what I mean. Yeah, any kind of nuts.
There's peanuts. There's peanuts.
Yeah. Crunch and caramel and then chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. The rumbles are probably the caramel going through it.
You think so? Mm-hmm. The big rumbles on top? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the rumbles on this might be, the caramel too, on the Twix. But anyway.
Okay, so you've tried them both.
I think the Twix is better.
Really? The Twix wins! Yay!
No, not the whole show.
No, not the whole show. Just this match.
Mm-hmm. They kind of look the same in the inside, but don't they?
But they're not. They look the same, but they're not the same.
Anyway.
Anyway.
I'll give the Twix.
Oh, so we're assigning numbers now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Twix won.
The
head-to-head. A 9? Wow! That's huge! Let me write it down. You okay? Good grief! Okay! Roll. Rain it in there! Rain it in. Okay. That's
okay.
All right, so what are you going to rate the Snickers bar? Snickers bar.
Which one do you like best, the Twix or Snickers?
Which one do I like best?
Mm-hmm.
I like the Snickers.
Can't believe it. But anyway.
Did you think the Snicker bar was good?
What?
Did you think the Snicker bar was good?
Okay.
It was just okay?
What would you give an okay if you were doing
it? 5.
Then I'll give it a 5.
Okay. So you're giving the Snickers a 5,
mm-hmm.
which is like average. It's like medium. But the Twix got a 9. That's huge. Mm-hmm. A 9. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Almost a 10.
That is almost a 10. Very good observation.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And now you're just eating Snicker bar.
No, it's a Twix.
I'm sorry, Twix. Okay, well, thanks for joining us today.
Wait, I'm not done yet.
Uh-oh.
I think you look good in that red hat.
Well, thank you very much. I like the red hat as well.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to bring that in Wisconsin and show the emperor of Kansas what it looks like on both of us.
Definitely. I will definitely bring it to us, Wisconsin.
Yes, yes. Okay, now I'm done.
Okay.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay.
Vials con Dios, everybody.
Vials con Dios.
One more show.
Is that Spanish?
Yes, it is Spanish. Mm-hmm. It means go with God.
I thought it meant bye.
Well, it's kind of a, yeah, no.
No, yeah. What are you saying? No, yeah, or okay.
It's a way of saying goodbye, but it means go with God.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is the show over yet?
You're just eating. Yes, the show's over, so.
You mean we're not on the show?
Yeah, I was still recording.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
All right, Vasquez, everybody.
Vasquez.